We talk about artificial intelligence, and people throw out this term, fourth industrial revolution, and then the people come out and they go, oh, your jobs are going to disappear. Ooh, there's going to be higher unemployment. They said the same when, you know, farming and the modern way of farming started in the United States. But those jobs that were lost were converted into other jobs. And I think the same thing will happen with artificial intelligence. But it doesn't have to be a death knell for jobs. As a matter of fact, there is a company called Cape Town AI that plans to do the total opposite. They're going to use artificial intelligence to create jobs. So to talk to you more about that, we are joined by Peter Booms, the founder of Cape Town AI. Peter, what a pleasure having you on the show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Just tell us about what your business does, why you exist in the first place.
I had a pretty successful startup in Amsterdam, and I created a lot of jobs there. I was on the first wave of AI and big data analytics. But then at that time, I was thinking like, hey, what's my purpose in life? And my purpose in life is to help more the people and the planet instead of making only profit. And that's why with this philosophy, we started Cape Town AI. We want to improve the world with AI. And we see Cape Town as a good environment to create that, because it has its challenges when you think about the unemployment.
Yes.
So, yeah, what we try to do is to create high-value jobs. And we see that that the demand of AI skilled people is growing.
Absolutely. I think the one thing very few people know about artificial intelligence is that before you can use algorithms and machine learning and those sort of things, you need a database with data. And that's not good enough. That data needs to be annotated in order for the system to be able to reference that data so it can do something, or else it's just data, right? And what you're doing is you're taking that, turning it on its head, and turning it into job creation, as I understand.
Yeah, so one of our projects, our social project, is actually to create jobs in the townships. And we started for that purpose, we started the enabler. So we want to enable jobs by labeling data. And the people that globally say that the annotation, so the data labeling, is becoming a billion-dollar market in 2023. So, and it's, you can do it like we want to create an app that the people can label data on their cell phone. So it's really scalable and accessible to people in a township.
That is brilliant. You know, some people are going to say, yeah, but how many people actually have access to smartphones? But I think a lot of people would be surprised.
Yeah. No, we did a test, and a lot of people, like Huawei or something, they have affordable mobile phones. And otherwise, we have to find a solution to get them at the smartphone. But yeah, if they make money by labeling data, they have also the ability to buy a smartphone.
Well, exactly. And I mean, on Africa, 80%, if not more, penetration, internet penetration, is through cell phones. And cell phones are becoming cheaper. And, you know, as they become cheaper, you know, more accessible, and the ability to do what you're doing is phenomenal, which is one of the main reasons I got you on, to talk about how AI can actually create jobs in poorer areas. Now, give us a broader perspective of what you do, other than that one project, some of the other things that you're going to be doing as a business to live up to this purpose that you were talking to us about.
My opinion is that you can use AI very well for good, so for purpose, to create a better healthcare, to create a better mobility, to be more sustainable with the planet. One of my ideas is that actually we can, in South Africa and in Cape Town, can become this global AI hub with talented people, with talented companies, where we can create AI solutions for overseas. So we bring new financial wealth in the country. And it must be a combination of already existing people, but also a lot of training to get people fast up and running. We do that through our AI High Potential program, and also with smart and good people. And that's my bigger goal, is that we create this global AI hub here in Cape Town. And actually, I'm talking at the end of the day with Alan Winden about this plan, because I think this is as a big chance and opportunity. We can be really competitive to the rest of the world if it's about AI, so building a sustainable AI solutions.
So explain that role of this particular hub. Would it be to, you know, foster innovations? Would it be to support current innovations? What would it be?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of already existing companies that already apply AI.
Yeah.
You need to create an environment for people who have ideas, where they can create a team or hire people, get trained in maybe also the accounting part of it. So it must be a melting pot for innovation and try to execute AI solutions and ideas. So, for instance, my friends of Aerobotics, they're a good example of a company that created an AI solution and actually bringing new money, dollars, into the country. Now, that kind of data-driven AI companies, we need to create more of them. And I think if we aim for the space in the people and the planet, so more on the healthcare, the mobility, and the earth, then we have our unique selling point here in the Cape Town, and we can also attract maybe people with ideas from outside the country, but they have to hire South Africans.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love where your mind's at. I'm sure the Premier is definitely going to be supporting that. So, Peter Boehm, thank you very much for your time. Yeah. Where do we find your business? Online, I take it?
We are now based at Napier Street, I'm still now looking for a real nice office. So, we're aiming for the startup hub on the stadium. So hopefully we will be soon in the Cape Town Stadium and develop there the AI hub.
Wonderful. Peter Boehm, founder of Cape Town AI. It is.